there was so different extremes across the globe on what happened during the last year. And, you know, I always make fun about the fact that I worked like a crazy person the whole time because I was trying to keep my other businesses afloat, and they did fine. I was very grateful for that. But when everybody was talking about, oh, I'm learning how to write haiku, and I'm making origami, and I'm learning Japanese, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm working 12 hours a day. And so I missed that. I missed that reset and recalibrate thing during COVID. But one of the things I am seeing now is that and the grief that people have over the massive loss of life and the way lives were changed, but also the grief over having missed things. People missed weddings. My assistant missed her wedding. She had to have a Zoom wedding. And that was really sad. And my children missed, you know, they're missing their senior year in college because they're on Zoom U. But I will say my son has a good attitude about it. He goes, you know what? When you go to Zoom U, you can go to Harvard or you can go to community college because we're all the same. And I think, well, that's a good attitude. You know, you can be in Harvard and you're on Zoom, or you could be at the community college and you're on Zoom. So I think that that's what, and now I feel that the people are so excited to go somewhere that I hope that they're that gratefulness about where we've conquered this or we're about to conquer it. And now we get to go back out and enjoy the world and be respectful of it, be more respectful of different cultures and different people and the physical world, more respectful of nature.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. This episode is supported by Premium Jane. With free shipping on all products, Premium Jane is dedicated to delivering the natural benefits of CBD to those who truly need it. Go to premiumjane.com and save 20% with coupon code GRATITUDE. Today we have an amazing guest here with us. She's doing some amazing work, and I'm really excited to be talking about a topic that you know I love a lot, which is traveling, especially nowadays. And she's doing with her partner in the Beyond the Nest company, expert designed and guided retreats that are meant to help you redesign your life, recalibrate your motivation, and use travel for a catalyst for self-healing and self-discovery. I think it's something that's so important nowadays. And I'm really happy to have Mary Fusillo with us today. Mary, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So let us know a little bit more about you, about Beyond the Nest, like as a short description before going in more, and also about Vanessa. I know that you're not doing this alone, and I think it's something very interesting for our listeners as well.
Well, I'll try to keep it short and sweet. Vanessa and I met on a remote working adventure in Belgrade, Serbia, in 2019. And we ended up connecting over kind of the need for not just being a remote worker somewhere, but also trying to delve into what that meant. And as our discussions evolved into early 2020, we came up with this idea that we wanted to have allow people to have like a mentoring process to kind of change their lives. Well, then COVID happened and we kind of got sidetracked, but in November we rebooted, got everything organized, and off we go. Vanessa is a travel expert. She lives in San Diego, California. I have been in the healthcare field and I own 3 healthcare related companies, and I've been in that field for 32 years. So we're a women-owned business from 2 very different generations. And that's kind of our thing is we see both sides. We have the 20 something and we have the 50 plus something audience.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think that's very important to understand, to better understand who the people are that you're doing these services for. And just to get a wholesome experience when you do the things that you do for your clients. But as you know, Gratitude Seekers, I love traveling. I've been to a retreat in Bali myself, and I love new experiences, and I love the fact that they mentioned that you can recalibrate your motivation through traveling and also through their guided retreats. And to be honest, one of the things that motivate me is traveling and seeing new places and experimenting new things. And I think it's one of the things that make me grateful, knowing that I'm able to do this, and I'm sure that many of you resonate with this as well. So Mary, let us know a little bit more about your passion for traveling, and if you feel that it's one of the things that is making you a more grateful person.
That is a great question. And I'm a person that's always had, like, life is moving along, and then all of a sudden I have like the big boom and I get it. It's like everything, the universe collides to have the perfect moment. So in early 2018, I decided that I needed to recalibrate my life. My children had gone to college. My businesses were going fine, but I just felt that there was something missing. And I found out about this a company that did remote work. Okay, you could go and you could have a co-working space, you could live there, wherever. And I applied, and I was a little bit older than their usual 20-something digital nomad, but they accepted me. And I spent 6 weeks in Montevideo, Uruguay, which I loved it. I don't want to tell anybody about how wonderful it is, because then it'll become overrun. It is an amazing, wonderful place. I lived there for 6 weeks. I was part of the culture. I lived in an apartment with another woman who was from Vienna, Austria. I shopped at the local outdoor markets. We had watched the sunset every night. Just, it was an amazing experience. And one day I was walking home from my office, the co-working space, to my apartment, and I was standing on the street corner, and it was about a 15-minute walk, and I would always listen to podcasts on my way home. And I don't even remember what podcast I was listening to, but I was standing at the stoplight, and all of a sudden I felt this like, wow, I have enough. I have all I need. I am so grateful. I have a fabulous family. I have a great career. I got to do this adventure, and my husband was so supportive. And it was like this, really, I felt like a bolt of lightning or something had hit me. I can't explain it. I want other people to learn how to feel this way. And that's how I ended up putting together gratefulness along with traveling, because I do believe that traveling can open your eyes to a whole different world. I mean, I know that sometimes people think, you know, 6 countries in 4 days. I don't mean that. I like to immerse myself. No. So like when I was in Montevideo, I felt like I lived in Montevideo, and I was a Montevideo. I can't even pronounce it, but that I was a Uruguayan.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And I love having these kinds of experiences as well. It's like similar somehow to how you feel when you watch a movie. You are that character. You are. I also love to be there and to be to live like a local and to experience life from their point of view. And I think that's one of the most amazing things that we can do, to have these kinds of experiences and to see how it is to be a human experiencing life in different parts of the world. And I love how you described your experience, and it always fills my heart when I think about these kinds of experiences, and how how much it gives us perspective about our own life and our own experiences and things that we have back home, because some things are great, some things aren't as perfect as they are home, and when we get back we appreciate them more, isn't it?
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Totally. I will say that it was kind of it's now been two years, a couple months since that happened. And it was very much life changing. And I think it had to do most with no longer striving for more career recognition or a bigger house or a better car or more friends or more whatever. It was, it just made me realize that not that you are satisfied and you don't want to grow, but I wanted to grow as a person in a different direction. And seeing that we're all across the spectrum, we're all kind of the same. We all want this. That's how we came up with our business idea. We wanted to impart how we got there. I wish there was a formula, but how we got to this place of gratitude and happiness, because I found out that was it. All these years of striving to be happy meant that when I was actually in Montevideo, I was in happiness. I was inside it. Even though I wasn't joyful every day, I was inside happiness, and I was so grateful for that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I'm the same way. It's not that I'm overjoyed all the time when I'm in these places, but it's something, it's a contentment, it's something that's so wonderful when you get to experience it, and that enoughness. I love that that perspective, the fact that we don't actually need more, and society wants us somehow to do this, to always want more, always want the better car, the better home, the better everything. And I don't know if it's the same kind of experience that our listeners had as well, but at one point you realize that it's not about that, like working 12 hours a day and buying stuff. It's not bringing happiness, actually. And when you go on such a trip that you do for yourself, it's a whole new story. It's a very different experience of life. It's not just work, pay for things. It's experiencing that's actually the word. It's experiencing life how it should be, from my point of view.
I agree. I feel like it wasn't about necessarily the manifestations of success. It was allowing myself to say, I don't need to have all that, and I can still strive and build a business and make my other businesses better and come up with a new idea and be a success. But my success is now motivated by the fact that I'm grateful for having this experience, and I want to have other people experience it versus buying a BMW.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll take the BMW too, okay? But yeah, sure, bring it on down.
It's not about pushing away things that that we might want, but it's about finding the balance, basically, and giving ourselves these kinds of experiences. I think this is, I don't know, sometimes you ask yourself, why am I alive? Why am I living? If it's just for buying that BMW, for instance, I don't know if it makes much sense. But if you can give yourself such an experience, I think, at least in my view, it's something that we should all get to experience at least once in life, and to see how it is. And one of the things that I love about Beyond the Nest and the things that you are doing is the fact that, from what I understand, at least you personalize the experience. And I think that's amazing.
Well, yeah, that's kind of interesting, because as we were coming up with the concept, we decided that each of the retreat seminar weeks would have an kind of an overarching theme, like empty nest, or work from home, work from anywhere. But that we wanted to make them more personalized and, you know, bespoke, that when the group comes together, once they've signed up, they'll be in the little group with the people that are going to be on their week, and they will become a community. And we want to know from the community how they want it to work. So not that they're going to be writing the content, but we want to know, hey, what is it? If you're not interested in, is a group, you're not interested in these aspects, we won't run that seminar that day. We'll put it in a different one. So our goal is to kind of make it like a personalized experience for every person on our trip, both before, the month before, when they're in part of the community and they're in the mentoring process, during the retreat, and then for the month afterwards. And then the goal is that if they want to stay on, they can stay with their group and doing it themselves. They can become friends. And when I learned, when I went to Montevideo, when I went to Belgrade, I ended up staying friends with these people. I mean, we're Facebook friends and we're Instagram friends or whatever. And literally, I see people more often than I would think. People are passing through. Hey, I'm going to be in your town for 24 hours. Let's go grab a drink. And it's like, I feel like I have people that are my friends all over the world.
Yeah, that's an amazing feeling. And it's one of my goals somehow, to have friends all around the world. I think it's... I don't know, it just makes you feel like you're part of it all, and it brings you closer to everywhere in the world. And I think this is something that we are so lucky to get to experience, because 100 years ago or so, that wasn't possible. Like, it would have been so hard to keep the friendship with people that are so far away, that it couldn't be called a friendship, in my opinion. And now we can do this. And if we travel to places, and like in my case, I still talk with the driver that we had in Bali, and he was so friendly and so nice, and we're friends on Facebook, and he posts pictures and videos of Bali, and it's wonderful that I get to keep that relationship, and to see his perspective on life and how he lives. I think it's something that we're very fortunate to experience nowadays, and yeah, totally, we have this opportunity to keep in touch with those people. And I mentioned the fact that it's personalized and very flexible, because one of the minuses of my experience in Bali was the fact that we were a big group, and there was so we had to go in different places as a big group, and everyone had their own schedule, somehow, like how they worked. Mm-hmm. Everyone had their own pace when they went somewhere and they visited something. And not all the time, it wasn't all the time that we were on the same page. And that wasn't easy. Sometimes we had to wait very much for different people, or people had to wait for us because we wanted to stay a bit more. And that added a bit of stress to the whole experience. And I think, so our conclusion after the trip was the fact that it's much better to have a much more personalized experience, because otherwise it's very hard. When you're with a big group, it's very hard to satisfy everyone and do the same things. I think that's one of the things that's amazing about what you're doing.
Well, that's kind of the reason we wanted to do it. And when we were looking to do this, we realized that we wanted to do luxury, exciting retreats. So that meant that we didn't want to do it at a hotel. We didn't want to do it at Airbnb. We didn't do it in a campground. We wanted to do it in luxury homes. So that meant that we had to have a minimum of really 6 to 9 rooms in order to make it personalized. And so that means that the group, now people can have there's all rooms hold one person, but they can hold two. So technically there could be anywhere from, 7 to 14 people per trip. But the goal was to keep them pretty small. And when we were talking about Bali, it was making me think, I was actually in Bali 2 years ago today. So wow. I loved Bali. And so, on your phone up pops like the picture of the day. And today's a picture of me in Ubud at the monkey sanctuary. So it's so funny that, and there I'm sitting there and the monkeys are all around you. And they're so, did you go to the monkey sanctuary? Because that's kind of an interesting experience in Ubud.
The group went and we went to eat. We were very hungry, like I said, we had to adapt somehow.
Well, it's a fun time. And, it wasn't necessarily the high point of the trip, but it is kind of a fun experience when you go to Bali. But that's why my family went to Bali, and I learned a long time ago when my husband and I first got married and we were traveling, we were in Florence, and we'd only been married a year. And we were at the top of the Michelangelo Park that looks over all of Florence. And there's the beautiful shimmering roofs and the sky has this beautiful color. And my husband goes, I have to go to the bathroom before we get back on the tour bus. And I'm like, great. Okay. So he runs off to the bathroom. Well, he walked the wrong direction. So the bus left us. And I was like, great. The bus left us. We ended up walking down from Michelangelo Park and into Florence, and we saw all kinds of stuff that we never would have seen on our bus tour. And that completely changed how both of us traveled, and that was 25 years ago.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Wow, yeah, definitely. I had a very similar experience with Budapest, in the sense that at first I visited Budapest with a tour bus and I wasn't too amazed. But right. Afterwards, when I went by foot, it was, oh my God, there were so many things that I missed on the bus. So many it's amazing like, things.
You know, it's like if you do those hop on, hop off tours, they're yeah. kind of good for a generalized overview. Like if you're in a big, like if you're in London or Paris or whatever. And I was in Budapest in summer of 2019 after I'd gone to Belgrade. And it's the same thing. You really need to walk around in Budapest and go to Buda and Pest to really get the mm-hmm. whole flavor of it. So I know we're all so desperate to travel again. It's like, oh, I'm like excited if we go on an afternoon car ride. That's how bad it is. Oh, wow, we're going on a car ride. Because you just kind of want to get out of your space.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned recalibrating after COVID. I think it's something very important for all of us. Like we all felt one way or another, even though gratitude has helped me, and I'm sure that our listeners as well, we felt like we had to be in a box, and most of us are just not that kind of person. And I don't know if there is a kind of person that is okay with being so much time in a box. And being able to travel again, to be to see new places, to experiment new things, I think it's an important part of who we are as humans and of how we work, actually, like how our brain works, how we actually get to experience those happy chemicals, right?
Yes, and I think the one thing that there was so different extremes across the globe on what happened during the last year. And, you know, I always make fun about the fact that I worked like a crazy person the whole time because I was trying to keep my other businesses afloat, and they did fine. I was very grateful for that. But when everybody was talking about, oh, I'm learning how to write haiku, and I'm making origami, and I'm learning Japanese, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm working 12 hours a day. And so I missed that. I missed that reset and recalibrate thing during COVID. But one of the things I am seeing now is that the grief that people have over the massive loss of life and the way lives were changed, but also the grief over having missed things. People yeah. missed weddings. My assistant missed her wedding. She had to have a Zoom wedding. And that was really sad. And my children missed, you know, they're missing their senior year in college because they're on Zoom U. But I will say my son has a good attitude about it. He goes, you know what? When you go to Zoom U, you can go to Harvard or you can go to community college because we're all the same. And I think, well, that's a good attitude. You know, you can be in Harvard yeah. and you're on Zoom, or you could be at the community college and you're on Zoom. So I think that that's what, and now I feel that the people are so excited to go somewhere that they're, I hope that they're, that gratefulness about where we've conquered this, so we're about to conquer it, and now we get to go back out and enjoy the world and be respectful of it, be more respectful of different cultures and different people and the physical world, more respectful of nature.
Yeah, most definitely. I think just the simple things that were so normal before have a really different meaning now, and we get to appreciate them much more. And I think this is one of the positive things about this whole situation, the fact that we can choose to do this, to appreciate these simple things much more. And I'm really looking forward to my next trip as well. And I think it's even more exciting now, because before it was like, okay, it was that beautiful excitement, but now it's even more special. And I think this is an important part of traveling as well, and just that excitement before. I think there was this article that I read that we're actually happiest just planning out the trip and thinking about it, and at times they say even more so than when we are there. But I think it's like traveling is for me at least, it's one of the things that is so wonderful in the sense that like you're preparing your trips. It's like before you're excited that you're going, you have the actual trip, and afterwards you have that that change in perspective that keeps you vibrant for a while. And I love the fact that you have this part, this preparation, and also keeping in touch with the people there. I think it just amplifies the whole experience.
I also think it's something that takes you out of your comfort zone. It was when I was going to Montevideo the first time, I was like at the airport lounge at LAX thinking, oh, I've lost my mind. What if I get down there and no one talks to me? What if it's awful? What if I have to live in a tent? I mean, I was just kind of freaking out because I thought, this is so, you know, women with children and a business don't get on an airplane and go spend 6 weeks in a country that most people don't even know how to find it on a map. You know, I mean, granted, it wasn't like I was going to Antarctica, but it was kind of like, where? Uruguay? Is that like Paraguay? No, it's Uruguay. It's Montevideo. It's like a whole, you know, 3 million people live in the whole country. I mean, and 5 million people live in Houston. So it was like, I was going to a smaller place. Right. So I feel that travel broadens your horizons. It's relaxing. And there's all those different kind of vacations. Like, you know, sometimes you want to go on a fun, like go skiing vacation. And sometimes you want to go lay on the beach vacation. And sometimes you want to go on a trip where you're getting culture and you're on the hop on hop off bus in London and going into all the sites. But sometimes you need a recalibration, and that's what our goal is. And it's to recalibrate and kind of reset your course of action. And now that we've had this big boom in our lives on the whole planet with coronavirus, it's like, this is an opportunity to go, let's take stock. Let's step back. Let's see what we're most grateful for.
Totally. Totally. And I think it's so important for our healing, and I think we were all affected one way or another, and I think it's very important for us to do something for ourselves and to do something to counterbalance all of the things that we've been through one way or another. And even though for some of us it might have been okay or so, but I'm sure that all of us were affected one way or another, even for the people around us or for the people that we don't know, but they are from our country or from the world. It's still something that that had an impact. And I believe it's important for us to do something to counterbalance that and to give us a positive experience.
Right.
Based on the fact that we had that. Like, I think it just balances things beautifully when we do this, and it makes us see life very differently when we're able to give ourselves this kind of an experience. And yeah, and also working from home, I love the fact that we talked about this before hitting record, but I love what you're doing with the working from home part of it. The fact that you don't need to work from home from the same place where you did this, you had to do this one way or another for so long. You can do this in a beautiful place with where there's sun and the beach,
you know,
or
what?
Whatever.
The funny thing was, when I went to Uruguay, it was a 4-hour time difference. And at first that sounds like a negative. It was a huge positive because I was 4 hours ahead of my work, which meant that I got up in the morning, I read the paper, I went down the street, and people in Uruguay do not get up at 6 o'clock in the morning like we do in the States. Okay. These are people who are like, you know, the coffee shops don't open until like 9:30. Okay, that's middle of the day when you're an American. And so I would go and I'd either run along the beach because it's on the ocean, it's on the Atlantic Ocean, and where a river and an ocean meet. And I'd go run, and then I'd go get coffee, and then slowly but surely I'd make it to my office at like 11 o'clock or 11:30. And I didn't mind working until 6 or 7, because we would all go to lunch at 2 or 3, and it was a whole different mindset. And then you know, I get plopped back into the United States where it's up at 5:30 and at the office and working. And so it was such a great reset to realize that there is a different and maybe even better way to work and live.
Yeah. I think that's so important, because this is something that most of us will have to, or we get to do for a long time. And it's very important how we do it and how we get to experience this. And giving ourselves these kinds of experiences gives us a whole new perspective on how we can actually live. And it's important from my point of view, because this is our life, and it's up to us to choose the experiences that we get to that we get to live. And sometimes it's hard, or maybe impossible for some of us, but there are opportunities like this opportunity. And I believe that the fact that we saw that many of us were able to work from home, we saw the fact that it's possible to do this even after the pandemic, and we can do this from many places in the world. And I believe that this is something that our ancestors could only wish for, like to work from a place where it's sunny, where it's beautiful, and be able to do the work in your home country where you're paid much better than most probably than the locals get paid, and you're able to earn your money from there and live in a beautiful place. I think it's something that people in the past could only dream of, and we're able to do this. And I think it's a blessing that we have, and that we can at least take it as an option and see if it would work for us, and just give ourselves at one point this experience, because I think we deserve it, especially after COVID.
I think we do too. Could I kind of give I have this favorite like quote about travel and life. Could mm-hmm. I go ahead and read that?
Would sure. That be
okay. Yeah. This is by American poet Mary Oliver, and she died a couple years ago, and she's a very inspiring poet. She was a poet laureate, whatever, but there's two of them, but my favorite one is, "I don't want to end up simply having visited this world." Ponder that.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I don't want to have simply ended up visiting this world. And I see at first, when I first heard it, like the first time, and I was kind of like, well, what does that mean? But when you read the whole poem, it comes across that you don't want to just be a visitor. You want to be a part of the world. You're not just visiting from the top of the hop on, hop off bus. You need to be on the street, walking, seeing the people, seeing how they live, you know, how they go to the grocery store, how they go to the dry cleaners. That's, to me, is the essence of travel and living.
Totally, totally. And I love seeing that. And the beautiful part about this is that when we have these kinds of experiences, we look at ourselves in a different way, and we see ourselves differently. And it's very interesting for me. It's something that you have to experience to understand. Otherwise, it's really hard to put into words, because you would say, okay, there are people there as well, like me. Maybe they speak a different language, but the way they live, and for instance, if you are in a city that's constantly busy and everyone's hurrying and everyone's trying to get to places and everyone's very ambitious and I don't know, things of that nature, that influences you and makes you maybe a person that's more stressed out, or that wants to prove things. But when you go to a place where people are more laid back, or just know how to smile more and just be more, that influences you and makes you ask yourself some questions, like, what is life really about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one of the other things that I love about traveling, and I know that you do too, is exploring food. And I think that's another thing that it has to do with our comfort zone, so we need to be open about this part as well. But it can really give you a different experience of life through those senses as well, and it's really interesting to experience different flavors that are very specific to an area. And yeah, you could say food is food, but yeah, it can be really different and really good in many parts of the world. Okay, you can have foods that aren't great for you, but most of the time, at least in my experience, that was a big part of traveling and that I really loved.
When I was in Uruguay, they only import 3% of their food. They grow all their own food, so it's pretty organic, and they don't use pesticides or whatever, because it's the capital city has 1.5 million people, so all the farmers live outside of the capital and they bring all their food to the market. But what was the most interesting to me is that all their cows are grass-fed, and so the meat tastes completely different, and they're huge beef consumers. Okay, there's more beef than there are people, so that was a huge eye-opening experience for me, because you're used to having like this giant steak and it comes grilled out. Their steaks are thinner. They don't have as much fat. So it's a different taste sensation. So that was a really cool experience. That and their wine. You always got to try wine in every country you go to, especially like the local vineyards. Although I will say, do not drink wine that they make in Bali, because it's not edible or drinkable. That's the only thing. So, 'cause they import the grapes from Australia, and then they try to make the wine there. So, you know, when in Bali, you can just skip the local wine.
Yeah, the beer is good though.
Yeah, exactly. So skip the wine, drink the beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really something. And I remember that I ate pizza with bananas on top. So banana pizza.
I'm not thinking that would be great, but okay.
It was actually really good. And that's the thing. There are weird things like these that you would never do or never think they are good. But when you experience them, well, they end up actually being great. And of course, they have a special way of doing it. And yeah, but it's really tasty. And it's a bit weird because you don't know if it's a dessert or if it's actual food that you eat because you're hungry. But it was an experience, and it was something that I remember to this day, even though of course I ate all kinds of things that were made by the locals. Yeah, so we are nearing the end of our time together, and I know that you're planning a trip to San Miguel. And before we hit record, I asked you if you could do something special for our audience, and I'm very happy that you said yes. So let us know a little bit about your trip to San Miguel, and what you were so generous to offer to our audience.
Okay, well, our trip to San Miguel de Allende is in Mexico. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is a beautiful, romantic city with cobblestone streets. The buildings are all painted in shades of yellow and coral and peach. The weather is amazing because it's kind of high up. It's not in the mountains, but it's the elevation is higher. And we selected this place because it's a pretty easy place to get to. It's really safe. It has amazing food. And there's so much to do there besides join one of the retreats. The dates are either July 10th through 17th or July 18th through the 24th. So there's 1 or 2 weeks. We're offering a special through March 15th. If you sign up, pay your $500 deposit, the first person in your party gets a 15% discount. And if you bring a friend and you're sharing a room, they get a 25% discount. So it's all on our website. We would love to talk to people. We want to share our gratitude about travel and having made it through the last year and learning how to recalibrate your life.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much for doing this. So I will post the link in the description. You will see there that the offer ends on March 7th, but you will get the offer until March 15th. So don't worry if you see that on the website. This is something special that Mary has done for us, and I really appreciate it. And I think it's definitely worth experiencing something like this. And I think traveling, there is this quote, but I don't remember it correctly. I guess it's one of the best investments that you can make. And I love traveling, and I'm really happy that we got to speak with Mary about travel and about this amazing experience that she offers. And I think we all deserve this, and especially now it's a great moment to travel and to recalibrate. Like Mary says, it's something that we owe to ourselves, I believe. So Mary, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your generous offer. I really appreciate all of the beautiful stories that you shared and all of the beautiful words of wisdom. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope to see some of your listeners in San Miguel in July.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. So yeah, don't forget to tell Mary that you heard about the trip on the Gratitude Podcast so that she can give you the discount. I'm very happy that we got to do this, and yeah, definitely I would love to see some of you there, and yeah, that would be a dream come true. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.